So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Rasraj Gopal Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is a Grihastha devotee from ISKCON Chowpatty and a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he is practicing Krishna consciousness from many, many years. So we welcome Prabhuji. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances.
Hare
Almighty
Krishna.
Krishna Bhagavan, Abhishek Guru Maharaj. Thank you
Dandavat
so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association. Now, Prabhuji, you can take over the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udireyet. Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisthiki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakinandanayacha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Namaha Pankajanabhaya. Namaha Pankajamalini. Namaha Pankajanetraya. Namaste
Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 1, entitled Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu. Text 15. Atreha Patnyanusuyatrin Suyatrin Jajne Suyashasah Sutan Dattam Durvasasam Somam Atmesha Brahmasam Bhavan. Atreha Patnyanusuyatrin Jajne Suyashasah Sutan Dattam Durvasasam Somam Atmesha Brahmasam Bhavan. Atreha Patnyanusuyatrin Jajne Suyashasah Sutan Dattam Durvasasam Somam Atmesha Brahmasam Bhavan. Word to word, meaning, translation, and purpose by His Divine Grace, Abhay Karanaravinda Bhaktivinanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Meaning, Atreha of Atri Muni, Patni, wife, Anasuya, named Anasuya, Trin, three, Jajne, boar, Suyashasah, very famous, Sutan, sons, Dattam, Dattatreya, Durvasasam, Durvasa, Somam, Soma, the moon god, Atma, the super soul, Isha, Lord Shiva, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Sambhavan, incarnations of. Anasuya, the wife of Atrimuni, gave birth to three very famous sons, Soma, Dattatreya, and Durvasa, who were partial representations of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Lord Brahma. Soma was a partial representation of Lord Brahma. Dattatreya was a partial representation of Lord Vishnu. And Durvasa was a partial representation of Lord Shiva. Purport. In this verse, we find the words Atma Isha Brahma Sambhavan. Atma means the super soul or Vishnu. Isha means Lord Shiva. And Brahma means the four-headed Lord Brahma. The three sons born of Anasuya, Dattatreya, Durvasa and Soma were born as partial representations of these three demigods. Atma is not in the category of the demigods or living entities because he is Vishnu. Therefore, he is described as Vibhinnamsha Bhutanam. The super soul Vishnu is the seed-giving father of all living entities, including Brahma and Lord Shiva. Another meaning of the word Atma may be accepted in this way. The principle who is the super soul in every Atma, or one may say, the soul of everyone, became manifested as Dattatreya. Because the word Amsha, part and parcel, is used here. In Bhagavad Gita, the individual souls are also described as parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Super Soul. So why not accept that Dattatreya was one of these parts? Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are also described here as parts. So why not accept all of them as ordinary individual souls? The answer is that the manifestations of Vishnu and those of the ordinary living entities are certainly all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, and no one is equal to him. But among the parts and parcels, there are different categories. In the Varaha Purana, it is nicely explained that some of the parts are Swamsha and some are Vibhinnamsha. Vibhinnamsha parts are called Jivas, and Swamsha parts are in the Vishnu category. In the Jiva category, the Vibhinnamsha parts and parcels, there are also gradations. That is explained in the Vishnu Purana, where it is clearly stated that the individual parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord are subject to being covered by the external energy called illusion or Maya. Such individual parts and parcels who can travel to any part of the Lord's creation are called Sarvagata and are suffering the pangs of material existence. They are proportionately freed from the coverings of ignorance under material existence according to different levels of work and under different influences of the modes of material nature. For example, the sufferings of Jivas situated in the mode of goodness are less than those of Jivas situated in the mode of ignorance. Pure Krishna consciousness, however, is the birthright of all living entities, because every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The consciousness of the Lord is also in the part and parcel, and according to the proportion to which that consciousness is cleared of material dirt, the living entities are differently situated. In the Vedanta Sutra, the living entities of different gradations are compared to candles or lamps with different candle power. For example, some electric bulbs have the power of 1000 candles, some have the power of 500 candles, some the power of 100 candles, some 50 candles, etc. But all electric bulbs have light. Light is present in every bulb, but the gradations of light are different. Similarly, there are gradations of Brahman. The Vishnu Swamsha expansions of the Supreme Lord in different Vishnu forms are like lamps. Lord Shiva is also like a lamp, and the supreme candle power, or the 100% light, is Krishna. The Vishnu Tattva has 94%, the Shiva Tattva has 84%, Lord Brahma has 78%, and the living entities are also like Brahma. But in the conditioned state, their power is still more dim. There are gradations of Brahman, and no one can deny this fact. Therefore, the words Atmesha Brahma Sambhavan indicate that Dattatreya was directly part and parcel of Vishnu, whereas Durvasa and Soma were parts and parcels of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. ॐ अच्यानसिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया कस्तूरिं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोऽभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं कदाशीस्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंह दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते सप्तकांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. I am extremely thankful for having given me the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam today. I thank my Gurudev, my Param Gurudev, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Lord Gaur Nitai, and all the assembled Vaishnavas who are connected to this Srimad Bhagavatam Katha on Skype over telephone. Once again, I express my gratitude to all of you. Thank you very much. We see today, it is described about Anasuya, the wife of Atri Muni. She gives birth to three famous sons, that is Dattatreya, Durvasa and Soma. Vishnu, Shiva and Lord Brahma. They are the representations of Vishnu, Shiva and Brahma. So, Anasuya, the word signifies here, Anasuya means no Ana Asuya. Asuya is jealous or envy. So, envy has become part and parcel of all of us. However, we may try to cover ourselves or to distance ourselves from this particular factor called envy. It is extremely difficult to be away. It has become attached like a parasite in our mind. And we are struggling to come out of this anartha. And that is how we do it by our sadhana. So asuya means jealousy and anasuya means one who is not envious. Now, Narada Muni once wandering in the heavenly planets reaches Vaikuntha Loka, and there he finds Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, along with Parvati Mata and Saraswati Devi, all the three Devis had assembled there, and they were discussing various activities of their respective husbands. So Narad Muni came there, Narayana, Narayana, and he offered obeisances to these three Deviya and told them, "I am really humbled by looking at the presence of the three most exalted Patnis, the wives of three exalted Devatas over here. But however, I have a point to say. Although it seems or you are in a thought process that you are the topmost Pativrata, but it is not the fact." And all the three goddesses, Devis, they were astonished. They opened their eyes and stared at Narada Muni and asked, What are you talking? Our husband, we love our husband and they love us. And so we are the topmost Pativrata, women, chaste women of this entire universe, Mada. Narada Muni said, "I am sorry, but I am always wandering, spreading the glories of the holy name, Narayana, into this universe. And in doing so, I came across a lady. Her name is Anasuya. And she is the wife of Atrimuni. And I think, according to me, she is the most chaste woman, the topmost Pativrata of the entire universe." And that was really, all the three Devis, they had it. Suddenly, Asuya crept in. This is how Asuya even affects the exalted personalities. What to talk about, what to speak about us. The three Deviya, they said, "It cannot happen." Lakshmiji said, "No. How can you prove that Anasuya, she is a chaste woman, most chaste woman? She is the ultimate servant of her husband only. How do you prove?" What they do is, suddenly Lakshmiji finds some pebbles and gives them to Narada Muni and says, "Go to this lady, take this pebbles and tell her that you give these pebbles to your husband as a breakfast. Let us see whether if he can eat it, eat them. If he is chaste, he will eat." Narada Muni said, "Narayana, you have given me the work, the project, and I have to do accordingly." He comes down to the hermitage, the ashram of Atrimuni. Narayana, Narayana, he meets Anasuya Devi, she was alone there. And he hands over the pebbles, some stones, some pebbles to Anasuya Devi and says, "Lakshmi Devi, Saraswati Devi and Parvati Maya, they have ordered me to give this to you. And in turn, you have to hand this over to to your husband as breakfast. So he should eat." So Anasuya, she offered obeisance, she closed her hands and said, "I accept your order. and my husband is now gone for bathing. As soon as he comes, I will do that. And after some while, Narad Muni waits there and Atri Muni comes. And he comes inside and sits for the breakfast, and the stones are there in her Anasuya's hand, and she closes her fist and she says, Om Pati Devaya Namaha. And she hands over, and there was a plate there earlier, the plate head was kept there. She opens her fist and drops the contents of the fist, and to the surprise of Atri Muni and everybody, in fact Atri Muni was not surprised of course, but to Narad Muni's surprise, he finds that those are chickpeas, peanuts. They have become chanas, chickpeas. The stones have been converted of eating, eatable of like chickpeas. And along with the chickpeas, he gave all the offered other items which were prepared and offered to the Lord. And breakfast prasadam was served to Atri Muni, had it sumptuously. He ate those chickpeas also. So that was prasadam from Lakshmi Devi. Narad Muni, Narayana, Narayana, Jai Ho, Anasuya Mataji, Jai Ho, he chants the glories of Anasuya Devi and Atri Muni. Goes from there to Lok, Vaikuntha Loka, in a fraction of time, he finds Lakshmi Devi there. And they have also seen the statues. Oh, they were shocked. This cannot happen. Oh my God. Immediately, they plan another task. So this is called Asuya. So we see Asuya on one hand, and how Anasuya, that is non-envious, envy, how it works. So immediately these three ladies, they call their husband, and they give him the project of testing Anasuya Devi, and they tell them. Please go to Anasuya Devi on the earth planet and go as bhikshukas, that is sadhus, in the garb of sadhu vesha, wear dhoti and shawl, angavastra and a kamandalu, and go to Anasuya's cottage and ask for bhiksha. But you give them a condition that she should give them the bhiksha after becoming naked. She should become nude first and give bhiksha to the sadhu. So let us see how chaste is Anasuya. And these three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, Lakshmi's husband is Vishnu, Saraswati is Brahma, and Shivji is Parvati. Parvati is Shiva. So Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, these three lords, they come down, they transform them from themselves as bhikshukas and approach the ashram of Anasuya Muni. And they shout loudly, Bhavan Bhikshan Dehi, Bhavanti Bhikshan Dehi. And Anasuya, she comes out and she looks at the mendicants, the sadhus, the bhikshukas. And oh, she's the most chaste lady. So she immediately offers obeisances and request them humbly, saying, oh, you have come to my cottage, what can I offer you? They tell, give us some bhiksha, give us some grains, food grains, give us some prepared prasadam, we are hungry. So she tries to move out, to go inside, as soon as she moves, before she goes inside, these three men, the mendicants, they ask her, hold on, we have a condition. What is that? Please give us in your nude form. Either we remove our dress and you give us bhiksha, or you remove your dress and give us bhiksha. So that is our condition. And Anasuya, she had never faced such circumstances. She got worried. But being a chaste lady, she closed her eyes, folded her hands, and started chanting, Om Patidevaya Namaha. Om Patidevaya. Three times that she chanted and opened her eyes, and lo and behold, what had happened is the three mendicants, they became small, 2 1-year-old babies, and their dresses were not there, they were nude, they were naked. And she was very, very happy. She lifted the three babies, took them inside, and she started feeding them. And that is how the three sons were born to Anasuya Devi. And the Vishnu's form, the baby form of Vishnu was Dattatreya. Datta Atreya. That means, Datta means given, Dattak. One who takes that to Anasuya. And because he was son of Atri, he was Atreya. So Datta Atreya. That is how Dattatreya, Vishnu, took the name as Dattatreya. And then Shivji was, of course, Durvasa. Durvasa, who has no Vasa, again, clothes. No clothes. Durvasa. And Brahma took terms as the moon god, Chandra. So, in this way, we find Dattatreya is born. And the description of Dattatreya is seen in Srimad Bhagavatam as Avadhuta Brahmana. Krishna, when he explained to Uddhava, in that discussion, Krishna explains about a king named Yadu. This king Yadu, he makes this Avadhuta Brahmana, who is none other than Dattatreya himself. So today let us see what are the pastimes of this Avadhuta Brahmana, Dattatreya. Krishna says, that the king Yadu, when he saw this Brahmana wandering just like a mad person, but his face was very effulgent and he looked very peaceful and he looked devoid of any worries on his face. There was absolutely no chinta, no tension. And if we see today, when we move across in this world, even the devotees, we find sometimes there are so many chinta written on their forehead, so many worries. When you look at them, you don't get the feel of pleasure, pleasantry, feel of happiness by looking at those. I am not talking about everybody, but there are few devotees who call themselves as devotees, who say, I'm chanting 16 rounds. Some devotees who claim that they're following four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, preaching, and yet there is some kind of weariness on their head. They're not happy. It could be various reasons. It could be that they are worried about their own sadhana. It could be that they are worried about their preaching. That's okay. But if the worry is for any material activities, if the worry is for any sense gratification, material acquirement, then it is bad. Then it should not come. That worry should not come. But here, when King Yadu was traveling and when he came across this Avadhuta Brahmana, he was very pleasant. And Yadu said, you are devoid of any contact with material enjoyment. You are traveling alone. You don't have any company. You don't have family members. Can you tell me the reason? What is the cause of this great ecstasy that you are feeling within? Hare Krishna. So, why are we doing sadhana? Why are we hearing Bhagavad Katha? Why are we reading Bhagavatam? Why are we chanting 16 rounds? Why are we following four regulative principles? Why? Can we go to the root cause? And the root cause is nothing but we have to feel the internal pleasure. The ecstasy should be within that, yes, I am not his body, I am the soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. Krishna, in 15th chapter, says, Mama evamsho jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, manaha sasthani indriyani, prakriti sthani karishati. Mama eva amsha, hey Arjun, hey Parth, all these, you and all these living entities, these are all my, mama eva, only mine, amsha. We are all within amsha. Separated part and parcel. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada also explains about swamsha and vibhinnamsha. So the tatre is swamsha. Whereas we are all vibhinnamsha, that is separated part and parcel. So there is nitya siddha bhakta and adartha raganuga bhakta. So we will be always eternal servants of the Supreme Soul. Krishna says, Mama eva amsha jiva loke. In this material world, this separated parcel, entities, they are eternally supposed to be there. They are eternal there. Jiva bhuta sanatana. But these are jiva bhuta, they are conditioned. Separated parcels are conditioned. And we have to come out of this conditioning by doing sadhana. What happens is, due to this conditioning, manaha shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karishyati. With mind as the sixth sense, along with other five senses, that is eyes, nose, ears, tongue and skin. Shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandha, that is five senses and five sense organs. So along with five senses, knowledge acquiring senses and mind, which is another sixth knowledge acquiring sense. So manaha shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati, very significant word. Karshati is struggling hard, toiling hard for what? For collecting money, for collecting riches, for collecting wealth. We feel that we should work hard to fill our tummy. Otherwise, if we don't work hard, we may remain hungry and we may starve. That is the education given to us from the day we are born. Hare Krishna. And that is how we are conditioned. So Krishna says, with these six senses, trying to fulfill our senses, we are trying to gratify these six senses. Gratify our five and the mind, six knowledge acquiring senses. It is basically nothing but sense gratification. So therefore, we are, the significant word is, we are fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. So Dattatreya says, Yadu says, how is it that you are feeling so ecstatic within yourself? And the Brahmana says, my dear king, I'm sorry, today I'm not feeling little well. So my dear king, the Brahmana says, with my intelligence, I have taken shelter. So Krishna says, Dattatreya has taken shelter of spiritual masters with the help of his own intelligence. So one should approach, or one should have, or one should take shelter of spiritual master only then, and with the help of, now you see, one cannot get a spiritual master directly. There has to be another media in between oneself and the spiritual master. So here, Avadhuta Brahmana, he has taken shelter of his spiritual masters. So only once we have taken shelter of spiritual master, we get the knowledge within, and then the enlightenment takes place within, and then we come to know the real knowledge. So that is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna mentions, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshinah. If you want to know tad vidhi, if you want to know that real knowledge, tad vidhi pranipatena, the first quality a person or a shishya or a disciple requires is humility. If a person is not humble or humble, then there is no chance of one getting a shelter of spiritual master. One cannot go to any person asking for some clarification or asking for some, as the water flows from top to bottom, similarly, the knowledge comes from top to bottom. So one has to be at the bottom level to get the knowledge from upward level. So one has to be very humble to get the knowledge from spiritual master who is at the top level. So therefore, here Krishna in this sloka says, one has to be pranipatena, with humble mode, humility in letter and spirit, in his mind, you ask the question, you ask for knowledge, you ask for the light, because you are in dark. You ask the master, Sadvidhi Pranipatena Paripreshnena, and the most important second factor is Sevaya. So a disciple should consist of these two qualities as the most prominent among many others. First is pranipathena, second is sevaya, humility and service attitude. If these two qualities are developed gradually within an individual being, he is qualified as a disciple, and Krishna looks within, from within his heart, and sees that yes, now he is paripakva. He is mature enough to get a spiritual master, and Krishna immediately brings another person in his life who leads him to the spiritual master. So that is how there should be a media in between the individual being and the spiritual master. So here the Dattatreya says, I have taken shelter of intelligence. And with my own intelligence, I have taken shelter of many spiritual masters. Hare Krishna. Now, spiritual master, when we say, there are two types, as all of you know, as all of us know, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. So, definitely, Datta Maharaj or Datta Guru, he is referring to Shiksha Guru. And when Datta Maharaj says, I have taken shelter of spiritual masters, that is how I have got transcendental understanding. And once one achieves this transcendental understanding, the spiritual enlightenment takes within the heart, and one is ecstatic and he is completely liberated. Liberated in the sense that he is unaware of what is the duality. Happiness, pleasure, misery, dark, light, all other pain and other things, rich and poor, any duality if you consider, he is totally untouchable to this duality. And now he is saying, Prithivi Vayurakasham Apognishchandramaravihi Kapoto Jagaraha Sindhu Patango Madhukritgajaha Madhuha Harino Meenaha Singala Kurarorbhakaha Kumare Sharakrit Sarpa Purnanabhi Sute Shakrit Ete Me Guravo Rajan Chaturvimshatirashitaha Shiksha Vritti Bhiretai Sham Anvash Shiksham Yhatmanaha. So he says, I have taken shelter of 24 spiritual masters. Hare Krishna. Datta Guru, he has taken the shelter of 24 spiritual masters. So what is he can tell you? We speak a lot about Newton and all other scientists. Newton had taken the shelter of his intelligence and was just looking at the fall down of an apple. He invented the law of gravitational motion, law of gravity. But here we find that was just a fragmental portion of the intelligence which was used by Dattatreya. He says, Prithivi Vayura Akasham. That is, earth, water, sky, Apo Agnish Chandrama Ravihi, water, fire, moon, sun. Kapoto Jagaraha Sindhu. Kapoto is pigeon, python, the sea. Patango Madhukrit Gajaha, the moth, honeybee, elephant. Madhuha, Harino Meenaha, honey thief. The deer, the fish, Pingala Kurarorbhakaha, prostitute named Pingala, Kurara, Kururaha is a Kurara bird, Arbhaka, child, Kumari, Sharakrit Sarpa, young girl, the arrow maker, Sharakrit, Sarpaha, the serpent, Purnanabhi, Supeshakrit, Purnanabhi means spider, and Supeshakrit means the bass. So these are the 24 spiritual masters of Datta Guru. Now let us see, in short, what are these 24 spiritual masters signifying in Dattatreya's life. So the first master is Earth. So what is Earth teaching? Earth teaches us tolerance. earth is tolerating so many things. It is the biggest tolerant factor. The topmost, the height of tolerance is earth. Therefore, one has to be tolerant like earth, according to Dattatreya. Of course, Mahaprabhu has said that. Vrinadati sunichena taro riva sahishnuni. One has to be tolerant like a tree also. But here, Mahadevata Maharaj refers earth to the tolerance. A sober person, even if he is greatly harassed, very important, tolerance part. If one, a sober person, a devotee or Vaishnava, has to be sober. Under any conditions, we cannot fire up. You know, if somebody chastises us, if somebody sends abusive words at us, if somebody shouts at us, somebody scolds, then we should not go out of blowout. It's called blowing out. And just bash at that person. No. A sober person, even when greatly harassed, should not become distracted from our chosen path. So what is the chosen path? We have chosen the path of tolerance by executing sadhana. So our aim is Krishna prema. And to Krishna, for achieving Krishna prema, we are doing 16 rounds. We are following four regulative principles. We are hearing Bhagavad Gita. We are chanting Bhagavatam. We are reading Bhagavad Gita. We are reading Chaitanya Charitam. We are reading so many Vedas, Puranas. Why all this are being done? So that we should ensure that we achieve the desired goal of Krishna prema. And therefore, whoever are harassing us or they are aggressors, we must understand that they are acting helplessly because of the karma. So ultimately, it is karma. If anybody harasses me, there are three tapas. That is Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, Adi Hatmik. But when we speak about Adi Bhautik Tap, Adi Hatmik and Adi Daivik is not in our scope. But Adi Bhautik means the miseries caused by other people surrounding us. If some people are causing us miseries, we should understand that they are doing according to their past karma. Prakruteha kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvasaha. And the second guru is the air. Air. So, prithivi is vayu. Air teaches us how to live in this world without attachment. Now, the air is in contact with the dirt and as well as perfume. But it is unattached. Yet, it is unattached. The air flows over a fragrant garden as well as it is flowing over a pile of garbage. But yet, air is totally detached. Air does not get attached to the perfume, and then when it comes to the garbage, it says, oh, here it is sinking. No. Therefore, a devotee should know that he is not his material body, so he should not be disturbed by the dualities of material existence. He should not become disturbed by the auspicious and inauspicious situations that sometimes a devotee falls into. He may fall into different conditions, but as per the air, just like similar to air energy, we have to be detached. The third one is sky. I hope we complete few, maximum which I will try to cover the spiritual masters of Dutta Guru in this session in another 10 minutes. The third spiritual master is sky. Bhumir Vayu Akash. Sky teaches us that the soul always remains untouched and unaffected by matter, even while living in this material world. For example, there are so many atmospheric disturbances, such as storms, tornadoes. But the sky is beyond this, all this, and it's unaffected. The sky is as it is there still. You find huge typhoons, huge storms, heavy storms, thunderstorms, everything is coming. So many disturbances, tornadoes. But what happens to the sky? The sky is as it is there. It is not affected by all these things. Similarly, since we are all situated within the Supreme Lord, He is unaffected. The Supreme Lord is unaffected by the working of His various energies. And He is always transcendental. So that is what the sky is. After that, the fourth one is water. Fourth one is Prithvi Vayur Akash Apo. Prithvi Vayur Akasham Apo. Water means a saintly person is just like water, which is pure and gentle. A flowing stream makes a pleasing sound. When you see the flowing stream in the forest from the mountains, when the stream flows, it makes a pleasing sound. Rivers, lakes, and oceans are all very pleasing to see. Water, if you see the water, it's a very pleasant sight. Therefore, a pure devotee is most pleasing to see. Therefore, when you see a pure devotee, he's just like that water. When somebody sees that devotee, he's very pleased, very happy. The devotees, his talks are very attractive. And his association is also purifying. So that is what is the quality of water. That is the water teaches. Next is Agni. A saintly person can be compared to a fire. Hare Krishna. Only Datta Maharaj can comprehend this. We cannot, these both are exactly opposite factors, water and fire. But yet, Datta Gurudev Dattatreya, he learns about the fire. And he says, fire is a spiritual master. How? A saintly person can be compared to the fire. For example, even if he happens to eat contaminated food, saintly person is not sinfully affected. Okay. What are the lessons from fire? That is, a fire can burn both fuel, which is both in the mode of goodness and passion or ignorance. That is, fire can burn impure things and filthy things also. It can burn filthy things, it can burn pure things, pure ghee and everything. So it has the quality of burning everything. Similarly, a saintly person, he is not affected by the food which he eats, whether it is contaminated or uncontaminated. Because he has performed austerities. And also, sometimes fire, it remains concealed. Sometimes it manifests and sometimes it remains concealed. So a pure devotee, he generally conceals his exalted position from ordinary society. Hare Krishna. Very important. Very important factor. A pure devotee, he never goes and across the world and universe and walks along the roads and claiming that, yeah, I am the purest devotee, I am the biggest devotee, I am the most exalted devotee. I am chanting 16 rounds. Yes, Hari Bol. I am following 16 four rounds of principles. 4 regulative principles, 16 grounds, and I am very shuddha, I am very pure. So he doesn't show up. That is the biggest quality of a pure devotee. It is like fire. Sometimes you will see that on the topmost superficial level, you find that there is no fire, but actually below the layer, top layer, fire is burning. It is hidden by the top layer. So sometimes people misunderstand and then they try to put their hand into that and they burn. So that is why one should be very elevated on a very, very high platform to speak directly with the devotees who are at very, very high exalted level. So therefore, pure devotee is like that. And then, after Agni, Prithivi Vayur Akasham Apo Agnish Chandrama Ravihi. Chandrama and Ravi, that is moon and the sun. So moon is what? Moon appears to wax and wane. That is 15 days it will be waxing, 15 days it will be waning. So it appears waxing and waning. But it is not changing. It is the same. But you will find that it is waxing and then it is waning 15 days. In the same way, the soul will be unaffected by the different transformations of the material body. This material body, there are 6 transformations of the material body. We said that it is born, grows, and then, you know, it dwindles, it becomes old. So 6 transformations, and finally it dies out. So the soul is unaffected, just similar to the moon when it is waxing and waning. And Chandrama Ravi. Ravi, 7th one is sun. The sun, what is sun doing? It is evaporating water from the surface of the earth, and then later again it gives back to earth as in the form of rain. Hare Krishna. Sun, it does what it takes. It takes water from the earth, evaporating it by heating it, and again it gives on the earth as in the form of a rain. So the devotee, similarly, he takes many things from the Lord's material nature. A devotee takes many things from this material nature. Does not belong to me or to you or to us. It belongs to the Lord, and we are taking it from Lord. And then we have to return to the Lord as offerings in devotional service. And then, after Chandrama Ravihi, the next one is Kapoto Jagaraha Sindhu Patango Madhukrit Gajaha. Kapoto. Kapoto means Pijan. That is 8th one. 8th Guru is Pijan. So here, what does one learn from a pigeon? That, now, to learn from pigeon, there is a story. Once a pigeon was living in the forest along with his wife. They had built a very nest. Beautiful nest in a tree. So the pigeon and wife, they were living together, happy family, several years. They were devoted to each other. And both husband and wife, they were attached to their bodily features. So they used to love each other, affectionate glances at each other, moods, so their hearts will be bound. And they foolishly trusted that their loving relationship will continue. They were so very much attached to each other. Whenever she wanted something, the female pigeon will smilingly beg, and her husband would then satisfy. So the male pigeon was captivated by the female pigeon, and so they were living in that dreamy state. In some course of time, wife delivered her eggs in the nest. Baby pigeons are formed. They had tender limbs and feathers. So this is the actually material situation created by the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord. The pigeon parents were loving their children very nicely. They had delicate bodies. Their very awkward chirping and their attempts at flying. So that is how one is completely bewildered by this Maya, the external energy of the Supreme Lord. It is actually an analogy for all of us. So one day the pigeon and his wife went wandering in the forest in search of food to feed their baby birds, children. And at this time, a hunter came where the baby birds were playing there near the nest. After spreading his net, the hunter captured all the baby pigeons in a short time. When she heard her children crying out for help, the female pigeon, she rushed home. The baby children were crying. And because she was attached by the material affection, she rushed towards her children, forgot her own self, and she got captured in the hunter's net. Following close behind, a male pigeon saw his wife and children are captured. And they both were very dear to him. He was lamenting now. Oh, my life is finished. What a great fool I was. I never executed pious activities. Now my whole family is the basis of my dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Hare Krishna. So if we make family as a base for our dharma, artha, kama and moksha, then we are doomed. It is the cause of our destruction. So he says, the male pigeon says, I feel so much pain being separated from my wife and children, I should not continue to live. And therefore the male pigeon was also captured. So what do we learn from this? From this we learn that when a person becomes too attached to his family, seeking satisfaction in sexual pleasure, he is doomed to suffer greatly. So that is the biggest mistake, blunder, which a human being does, is that we get engrossed in our family life. The human form of life gives us the opportunity for actually ultimate liberation. But if, like the foolish pigeon, if one simply dedicates himself to family life, then he is just like someone who climbs to a very high place. For what? Simply to stumble and fall down and die. So that is the pigeon's story. And I think eight spiritual masters, is that what we can speak about. There are 24 gurus. And after that we can see, in the shloka we have seen, after Kapoto is Ajagar, Sindhu, Patango, Madhukrit Gajaha, Madhuha Harino Meenaha, Pingala Kuraror Bhakaha, Kumari Sharakrit Sarpa, Urnanabihi Supechakrit. So maybe when you have some time later on, we can speak of the other spiritual masters of Dutt Maharaj. So let us learn some lessons from Bhagavatam by Dutt Guru Maharaj, that only sadhana and when we do our sadhana, we have to follow certain etiquettes, we have to follow four regulative principles very seriously, very religiously, and we learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that yes, my only goal is to achieve Krishna Prema and not fame or prasiddhi. Let us all pray at the feet of Dutt Maharaj, Atri Putra, Anusuya Putra, Dattatreya, that please bless us to be humble servants at the lotus feet of Gaur Nitai. Gauranga Nitai. Itai Gau Prema Anande. Hari Hari Boi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Dandar Pranam, Mahakrishna Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very wonderful. Prabhuji, very, very nice. You explain everything about Lord Dattatreya, how he was born. And Prabhuji, I have a question. Like, usually we see in India, mostly in Maharashtra, we worship Lord Dattatreya. And Dattatreya has three heads. So what my understanding was, like, all the three heads, they represented Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. But here is given like three different sons, like Dattatreya, Durvasa and Soma. So can you explain about like three heads of Lord Dattatreya?
Hi, yes, Mataji. Dattatreya has three heads, his form has three heads. So the three heads absolutely represent the three lords, that is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. The middle head or the center one is Vishnu himself, Dattatreya, and other two are Shiva, who is represented by Durvasa Muni, and Brahmaji's representation is Chandradev, Soma. So when Dattatreya, when we see him personally, we find the other three portions also on his body. Of course, Durvasa was a separate entity, and Somachandra body is also a separate entity. They are separate, differently personified. But because Vishnu, again as Srila Prabhupada says, the other, the Shiva and Brahma, they are also part and parcel of Krishna, Vishnu. And therefore, they are there in this form. You can see all the three in one form as Vishnu, to indicate that both are depending on Vishnu. So, yes, Dattatreya is like that. But when Yadu had met the Avadhuta Brahmana, that time Dattatreya had taken form of a simple Brahmana, a human being as such, like us. And when Dattatreya is worshipped, he has all the three heads which are representing Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. What was your question, Mataji?
Exactly what you answered is a good question.
Yes.
I mean, all you have to understand at this point is Krishna can expand himself, just like what we have a Leela in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna can expand so much so, and then again he can become one. Like, you know, like in Ras Leela, Krishna expanded like as many gopis there was, and then again he's one. Then like in Krishna in Dwarka, he would expand 16,108, and then again he would go to Sudharma Sabha and he would become one. So over here, Krishna is like, you know, I mean, Dattatreya, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they are separate, and then again he can assume three heads, like what we studied yesterday. Ravana had 10 heads, this and that. Like, you know, this is not a big deal for Lord to display his potency. Yeah. Three heads or one head, or become Brahmana or become this or become child or this or that. This is inconceivable potency of Lord. But yeah, you answer properly.
Yes. Thank you. Most important is, I mean to say, in Maharashtra, Datta Maharaj is worshipped predominantly for different purposes. For example, it is said that Datta Maharaj is a deity, worshipping deity for people who are possessed, for treating those people who are possessed by other jivatma. So we have Datta Mandir temple at Gangapur near Sholapur. It is very famous for this reason. And there is Narsingwadi near Miraj, and there are lots of Datta temples, and especially Datta Maharaj is specifically similar, just like Lakshmi Devi is worshipped for wealth. Similarly, Lord Datta incarnation is worshipped for mostly this reason, that so there are so many people who are psychologically overpowered by another Atma, and they are possessed, and they do various activities beyond our imagination also. There are many, I have seen many people who are so weak and meek, but they do highly laborious activities, which is just because of that possessed by other jivatma.
So to you mean that, I mean to say, like, if somebody is somebody has a pichat, like somebody like bhoot lagi hoy energy, somebody appeared by bhoot and things like that.
Yes. The bhoot pichat actually. So they such devotees, such people. Sorry, not devotees. Such sick people, diseased people whose mind is captured by these atmas. Then they are taken to the Datta Maharaj temple and seek their blessing, and it is also heard that they are get cured from this disease. So of course there is nothing can be false. Everything has its own truthfulness, because we cannot say anything is might or mythology. But if there is a super power working about it. And Datta Maharaj really, he is an incarnation for such purposes. Absolutely, of course, his purpose is also the other thing. The most important person is Sambhavami Atma Maya. Krishna says that I'll take incarnation for establishing dharma. And by establishing dharma, he has to take care of such things, activities also. There is people who are possessed, bewitched by pretas and bhutas, and they have to be liberated or cured. And it goes like that. I had been to Gangapur when I was very small, and I've seen those things happening there. But of course, I have not deeply studied into those activities, but it has to be true.
Yes. I say, I'm like, you're right in a sense that, but if you really think about it, we are also controlled by the demigods and demons and this and that anyway. So, I mean, you know, what to talk about Lord? We are all, everybody's controlled, you know. Deviyasi gunamayi mama maya duratvaya. We are also controlled by the mother nature and everybody. What to talk about Bhuta and Preta, you know. So they are very powerful anyway. In a Shastra, actually, if you see it, this Bhuta and Preta, they are also very powerful than human being. Demigod and demons, and they are also very powerful. These snakes and them, they are also very powerful. Actually, this Takshaka snake, then he can also assume his own form. So, they are all very powerful. The human being is the worst one, because they have no understanding of anything. But the best part of a human being is he can understand Krishna and he can go back. That's the best part. Other than that, they don't have power, really, you know.
Yeah. The other yonis, they have different limitations.
But they have physical power. They have so much. They can ride.
they can control.
Even in Halloween, them. Prabhuji, in America, I don't know if you know it or not, but in America, in a Halloween time, they consider this Bhuta and Preta, they take a stick and the broom and they ride on it. I don't know if you have heard it or not, but
I have heard it.
In fact, yeah. even here in India also it happens in remote villages. They stick, they hit the body with brooms to drive away the pishachas and other things.
Yeah.
It's still prevalent in remote villages in India.
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was so wonderful. So, in Maharashtra, like we are really much worshiping like the Buddha. Also, the temple of Kalasriya
Mata. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I heard
yes
that Narada also says Radha Raman, Radha Raman. Apart from Narayana,
right? Yeah. See, both us, of course, when we refer to Narada, we don't say Narayana. Yeah. I just wanted to make it a little bit dramatic. So that is why I chanted Narayana.
Yeah, that's how they show the movies.
So then, you know, then we get the character of Narada, we can visualize.
but that is a very wrong character, Prabhu. For longest time, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I thought Narada was always troublemaker and, you know, taking one thing from the other side. But when I realized the real position of Narada, I lament now my previous ignorance. So
oh, yes.
I think
absolutely. It is all over.
Yeah.
Yes. Narayana doesn't mean that he is wrong. When Narad Muni chants Lord Narayana's name, he is going to be liberated, Narayana. That is what is Ajamila we can learn from. But, of course, the other part of Narada was that we had a misunderstanding that he is a warmonger or he is, he creates war between the parties. That was a wrong belief which we had from our childhood and others. Yes, definitely.
Right.
In fact, it is not like definitely. That. Narada Muni, he is a devotee, and if he gets his association, nothing like that. We are assured of liberation.
Yeah, he facilitates the different leelas, so he has his own role to play.
Yes. He is actually the cause for the Lord Pasai. So he is Lord's most beautiful devotee.
Hare Krishna
Prabhuji, on that the question you answer, there is a third dimension too. If somebody says that Narada Muni creates a war, but that is fact too, that he does create a war. Right? I mean, why would we say that he does not create a war? I mean, there is in Bhagavatam 2 and so many other places, it is stated, and we do see that he does create, or he speaks in such a way, it seems like that creates a war. And why?
Oh, yes, he is supposed to perform like that. That is his, every devotee has his own act to play. In Lord's pastimes.
Lord, he's the facilitator
Krishna,
for the different leelas, Prabhu. Yes.
Ah, yes, absolutely. Very true, Prabhu. In that leela, he's a facilitator, can be, the resultant of that facilitation can be either war or can be peace also. Anything. But mostly it has created, most of the time, it has created some rift between the two parties.
Mm.
By Narada's pastime. Mm. And that is what Krishna wants. Krishna deliberately does that. And we have to really understand Krishna and Narada accordingly.
Yeah.
And we have to pray at the feet of Narada that please give us your association and give us bhakti for Krishna.
So now I'm happy, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Because I don't want you to say that, you know, Narada Muni does not create a war. I mean, he does do that. There is a reason. Just like mother scolds his child, that doesn't mean now mother is enemy, you know. Okay.
Now, in one of my counseling meetings, one of my counselors was saying that he is afraid to see the appearance of Narasingadev. Just out of context. I understand. In fact, he is saying that I cannot visualize or I cannot see the photo of Narasingadev. His face is like a fierce lion and with long nails and is so violent. It scares him. In fact, he is that beautiful Krishna. For us, actually, Narasingadev is, of course, his form may be violent or whatever it is, but actually, he is our beautiful Krishna, the worshipable Lord Krishna. So, for Prahlad Maharaj, he was so pleasing that sight of Krishna becoming Narasingadev was so pleasing to him. Similarly, every act has its own purposes and reactions. So I think if nobody has questions or suggestions, should we
stop
here?
I think Mataji was speaking, Prabhuji. Mataji was saying something.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
I see in the pictures of Dattatreya, there's a dog. So what is the significance of having a dog there?
Is it Shyam Gauri Mataji?
No, this is Komodaki Dasi.
Komodaki Mataji. A very
what
difficult
is the question? Can you repeat one more time? I did not understand.
Okay. Dattatreya's pictures I have seen many times. But there's a dog there. So is there some significance of dog is there? Or just
Hare
dog?
Krishna Mataji. Yes, Hare Krishna Mataji. All the deities have their own right. Like Ganesha has a Mushuka and, you know, Kartikeya has a peacock.
Yeah.
So the dog is supposed to be Dattatreya's right.
Okay.
And a dog is a very faithful animal. So there is always significance behind an animal.
I know there is some significance. That's what I wanted to find out.
Yes. Just like Durga has a tiger, and all the deities are associated with one animal, and that shows, you know, how we, you know, love all the living entities, that we associate them with one of the deities. So that's my little understanding, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Damodaranandu. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Jai Jai.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. All the Shiluk Prabhupada and Gurudev. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Jai Ho.
Jai.
Wonderful class.
So thank you, Mataji.
We learn from today's class.
Sorry?
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Panchakar Krishna Kupa, Sindhubhya, Eva, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavadho, Namo, Namaha, Arantakadi, Vaishnavrinda, Ki Jai, Shila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Shila Gurudev, Ki Jai, Jai Gautama, Anande, Hari Hari Kod.
Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Bhagavatam ki jai. Upadaya Upadaya.
That